podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 11 with verses 4 through 6. By faith, Abel offered to God a sacrifice greater than Cain's. Through this, he was attested to be righteous, God bearing witness to his gifts. And through this, though dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was found no more because God had taken him. Before he was taken up, he was attested to have pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For anyone who approaches God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. What kind of sacrifice are you offering God? Do you give up something each day to show and honor your love of God? Do you honor him in prayer? Do you still hear the faith Abel offered God that equals to a greater sacrifice of choosing him first in your life? Let this be a day of questions, as Paul reminds us in so many ways why you can't please God unless you have faith and believe that he exists and that he will reward you if you seek him. Do you feel this grace in your life? Can we live as a witness to his gifts even though you cannot place your arms around him? Can you feel his breath embrace when you feel the wind brushing your hair and the joy of salvation is celebrated in your soul? One day God will take you and judge you by your life of charity, by your life of faith, by your desire to seek him first above the world, sharing you what it means to be redeemed, where his mercy is the love, faith, and hope we share as the only way to heaven, being anointed with righteousness and truth, knowing all things come full circle to him, as forgiveness brings about peace to live salvation, attesting to the beauty of living, breathing Jesus in everyone we meet. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who entered the church over Easter season as we continue to pray for Ukraine. And we pray in the Holy Spirit for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 11. It's verses 4 through 6, two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Abel's Faith Over Cain Got the Nod. The greater sacrifice to God. Abel's faith over Cain got the nod. Righteousness attested, gifts his bearing God. Dead though he is, him speaking still gets the nod. Death see, not uptaken was Enoch, his faith too pleasing God. Faith without pleasing God, possible, mistook. Believe in God when approaching him. Seek, applaud. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's May 11, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today's an early day for us. We get up and head over to St. Joseph's and enjoy an early Mass where I lecture there for St. Joseph's. And then we're off to Meals on Wheels, delivering meals to those who are in need and those who are struggling. And we just ask for prayers for those people today as we come to invite ourselves in the name of Jesus into their homes, sharing the food that gives them their strength and honor in Christ. Amen. I just wanted to say this morning, I love my wife so much. She's an awesome person in the Lord and in Christ, and all of her actions represent Jesus' name. Amen. Sounds like a good friend of mine, John and Marie, as we pray for them each day. We'll call it closing today at 6:33 in the name of Jesus. We thank you for joining us. May God continue to bless you and bring you the righteousness that allows you to show Jesus to anyone you meet. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Jesus.